Los Angeles declares July 1 as Tom Bradley Day in honor of former mayor. Los Angeles, the city council proclaimed July 1 as Tom Bradley Day in the city of Los Angeles on June 28 to mark the 50th anniversary of the late former mayor's inauguration. The council previously adopted a formal resolution honoring Bradley's legacy, which Council President Paul Krikorian described as a transformative time of our government. For many of us who are old enough to remember, we really separate the time of Los Angeles before Bradley and the post-Bradley era, Krikorian said. That's what a monumentally important leader and transformative changemaker Tom Bradley was, he added. It's especially appropriate that we mark this anniversary, both to remember that history, but also to look forward to our future and draw inspiration from the example of our greatest mayor Tom Bradley. Charmaine Jefferson, chair of the California Institute of the Arts, spoke on the historical significance of Bradley's contributions to the city of Los Angeles. On behalf of the foundation, and frankly, in my opinion of the city of Los Angeles, we really want to thank the city council for this moment, Jefferson said. To remember Tom Bradley is to remember the totality of this person. Bradley was the first black mayor of Los Angeles, serving from 1973 to 1993. He took office on July 1, 1973. According to the foundation, in his 20 years in office, which marks the longest tenure by any mayor in the city's history, Bradley contributed to the financial success of the city, spearheaded efforts to expand public transit, and bolster public safety. The issues we think are issues today were issues for him, Jefferson said. Prior to the council's recognition, Krikorian hosted a breakfast reception and celebration with Mayor Karen Bass, family, and staff of Bradley at the Tom Bradley Room and Observation Tower in City Hall. One of the great leaders who has ever stepped foot into this building, and somebody whose inspiration and whose legacy still helps to direct the city and hopefully inspire all of us even today, Council President Pro Tem Marquise Harris Dawson said.